Yo, yo, what up, what up? Good morning, GMG. Friday. Woo! April 26th, 2020. Full. Look at that. Another beautiful day to have a beautiful light. I got my co-host in the house, OSF, Mando. How y'all doing today?
Good. How you guys doing?
Phenomenal. Phenomenal. I just went for a little coffee at St. Ambrose, little Central Park walk this morning. Whoa, my mic almost fell. I saw my buddies, the Sea Lions, out there, and then we're vibing. Mando, Doug Jesus in the house. Mando's forehead. I just love Mando's forehead. He's so funny, dude. This guy's name is Lenny Mando's forehead. Mando, what's up?
Yeah, they're crucifying. Man, I am shattered. I am so
tired.
I just haven't been sleeping that much recently, you know? This is my fifth space in 24 hours. Three yesterday, did the Bing X one today, and then just did this.
Now. Oh, I did not know you had another one today. Okay, you've gone full blown. Like you're here full time. You're like really embracing the art, right?
I'm trying my best. But yeah, I when I was trying to get myself up for the show, I was just like, fuck me, I'm tired. I'm gonna
Welcome to my life. It is, I swear to God, it's actually exhausting to talk so much. Like, it is exhausting. I've had days where I do three, once I think four space. Town hall days used to be the worst days because I broke into town hall show and then I have another one. Dude, that shit was tiring, bro. But you're going on quite the tour. So what? You did Nifty Portal yesterday. You did FOMO Hour. Then you did this Pump.Fun space, I think.
Yeah. Did a space with the Pump.Fun founder. The audio, his audio was terrible, but he couldn't fix it. But apart from that, it was just like a 20-30 minute space. It wasn't that long. It was fine.
That's so funny. But they were back to back. I think you were on Nifty at 9.
You know, I've woken up and done the Bing one, and then
done this. How was the Bing one? What was it like? All Chinese community? Like, were they? Was it in Mandarin? Like, what was that one like?
No, they were. I don't know where they were based actually, because I think Bing X. I don't think it's based in China, obviously, but they were definitely based in Asia. I don't know where exactly, but one of them apparently was like part of the Rogue Radio crew. I think I didn't know.
Rogue Radio, honestly, like Rogue Radio, like in the creator side, like it's got actually gone full like decentralized. So there's so many people. Like
yeah, exactly.
On the Asia side, like that's like the most slept on aspect of Rogue Radio. It's fucking chat, like. The Rogue Radio Asia crew is massive. They were just at Southeast Asia Blockchain Week. They had a whole booth, like huge podcast booth at like the biggest conference in Southeast Asia. And they were doing conferences, everything. And we got a few more coming up. So they're gonna be doing a lot. Did we lose Ovi?
I'm here.
Or is it just me?
I'm here.
He's there.
Oh shit. It's definitely me. My Wi-Fi is not the best. But anyways, so that was the show. Today, I'm going to post a broadcast in a second because now I'm changing the rules. Oh, yeah. I get to change the rules because I get to make the rules. You're going to have to retweet the broadcast link to get the Robit spins. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm all for Twitter Spaces views and shit, but you know what? I'd rather video views. Those are better. Anyway, so that's the show today. Daily market report, as usual, crypto, macro, all that stuff. Crypto, especially Solana, is racing to zero. Two people to blame, Mando and Mert. Both of them start with an M, and I don't know why I'm blaming you. I just felt like it. And that I can't look at Mando, bro. I can't look at him.
They asked me to do this for the Bing space, by the way. They were like, so "Oh, funny. can you put some sort of duck and then put the background up?" So now I'm just going to rock it for a while.
You should rock it. But I want to make you a custom one. I'm going to ask Jen or something. Or Sam's like, we'll make you a custom one. That's going to be hilarious. It's so funny. Okay. Anyways, market, macros, everything. We'll talk about all that good shit. Alts, memes, and dreams. Hot coins, stock coins, duck coins, everything coins. So We'll talk about everything. There's an Alien Punk sale we didn't talk about yesterday. Epic Sat that sold for $2.1 million. You have Ape Chain coming out, Testnet. There's a lot of stuff going all around the board. Then, special guest today, Oracle Red Bull Racing. So they're going to be talking to us about what they've been doing. I know they've been doing a lot in the space. And last but not least, Robit Spins, baby. Ka-ching! So we're going to select two people. Why? Because we're arguing the fact that Alex on Chain was actually in the show last time. We kind of booted him because it took too long, but he proved to us that he's on the show. He was present. He was trying to request and everything. We've done this before. So I gave him the first spin. Then I picked two more people. And let me tell you, I prepared the loot box this morning. I made it extra because this time was like $4,600. I'm in $5,200 loot box spins times three. So we're going to spin three times. There's a bunch of apes because, you know, now they're worth a lot of money again. Bunch of red guys, penguins, everything. Of course, four punks up for grabs. That'll be crazy if someone wins that. And as usual, this show is powered by Fairside Network on X. We'll have coverage for drains, scabs, and more. And film.io, the world's most powerful decentralized filmmaking ecosystem. But anyways, just so y'all know, I'm about to pin to the top the broadcast link. So you have to retweet that, follow FOMO Hour, and follow Robit if you want to join. Because a lot of daily listeners go, I've been listening for months. I don't know how to enter this. What? Twice a week. I said the same thing. Retweet the broadcast and follow us. You know what to do. Anyways, without further ado, let's get right into it. He is the man, macro daddy of the land. My roadcaster. Mando! Can you dig it?
Jesus. That is... We feel proper budget now, don't we? Quite a lot actually has happened in crypto over the last 24 hours. Like, even though prices are kind of a bit meh, like, in the last 24 hours, you had more Wells notices go out, and then Consensus clapped back and has sued the SEC for implying that ETH is a security. The SEC slapped MetaMask with the non-licensed broker-dealer Wells notices. And the Consensus, which are incredibly well funded, you know, we're talking about billions and billions of dollars.
Billions.
They have decided they are going to sue the SEC. So we were asking yesterday who was going to be the person to fight it. It's interesting in this scenario that this isn't going to be related to the ETF. They're fighting them on slightly something different. They're just the implication that they're calling it a security. I don't know how they're going to reject the ETF. But it may be related to this. So, but it could be related to something else. But yeah, the Consensus has gone nuclear and decided, look, we're just going to come for them. So let's see how this one plays out. The SEC has generally lost a lot of these cases versus well-funded opponents in crypto. So that's easily the biggest story of the last 24 hours. But then, well, I guess... just a little bit behind that, you also saw Stripe, which is one of the biggest payment networks in the world. Payment providers has decided they're going to support USDC transfers, and that's going to be transfers on Solana, on Ethereum, and on Polygon. So that again is huge. USDC Circle, obviously, but yeah, the idea again that stablecoins are going to get into payment, bigger payment networks is pretty big. Remember, PayPal brought out their own stablecoin. It has never really taken off. So this is an interesting different approach by Stripe. They are going to, they're basically going to integrate USDC rather than like trying to build out their own stablecoin and all this sort of stuff. So yeah, that's a big deal. So those are the two like big headlines. Other than that, the ETF stuff has been a bit of a disappointment. We had another pretty big outflow, another 200 million outflow. Generally from, again, GBTC and a pretty quiet inflow from everyone else. I think actually Fidelity even saw a small outflow from one of their funds. So just quiet. BlackRock has seen no inflows for 2 days. So
what?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Wow. They've seen no inflows for 2 days, which has been...
It's really over this time.
It's definitely gotten quiet. Let's put it that way. Which wasn't like amazing. And then
Mando's tired, man. Mando needs his Friday. Mando's gotta have his weekend, but it's okay. You live in a beautiful place. You're gonna be regenerated this weekend.
Yeah, exactly. So, market's kind of holding up okay, but not great. 64K, Solana down is underperforming. ETH slightly outperformed on the news that consensus is obviously, you know, earlier in the day yesterday we had the ETF headline, but then the consensus headline everyone kind of liked. Altcoins all trading pretty terribly, if I'm honest. Like every single altcoin that I track is like, again, testing recent lows. And then meme coins have kind of retraced most of the gains that they had, apart from like a couple of unique stories. So yeah, just a bit meh, you know. Nothing really going on. I'm still very, very bullish, but it does feel like we could be in this range for a little bit longer than I initially anticipated.
Damn. That doesn't sound so great. I mean, why is Bitcoin trading like it wants to go back to 12K? Was Capo right, Ovi?
I think one thing that I would say is that it's good. The ETF flows haven't been great. The last 2 days have been pretty poor. And it's actually the first 2 days where BlackRock hasn't even had an inflow. So I think the fact that we've held up with that information is pretty solid. And it's a good thing that we're kind of like moving away from just being dependent on ETF flows. Yeah. But yeah, I just think we're in for a bit of, you know, having said that, when we did have strong ETF flows, Bitcoin was above 70K. So I don't know. I think it's just, it feels like we're just still in this, you know, we spoke about this the other day. I just think we're stuck in this range. It's just a bit of consolidation. I don't know, you know, now compared to previous times in the last 6 months, when you've had some good catalysts to look forward to for crypto, like 6 months ago, you had the Bitcoin ETF, you had people thought there were going to be rate cuts, you had Bitcoin halving. There are all these big catalysts to look forward to. Now, I don't really know what we're looking forward to in crypto. Like ETH ETF is, we know it's not going to happen. So that's not like something to look forward to yet. And maybe rate cuts, but you know, the data hasn't been conducive to that. So that's maybe something that happens later than expected. And so I don't really know, like we're basically all sitting here just being like, this is a bull market. Eventually things are going to bounce and resume higher, which I still do believe probably is the case. And I think most smart people I follow on Twitter believe that's the case as well. But it's hard, you know, it's turned from like a, there was a mid curve trade that played out 6 months ago, and that's now turned into a left curve trade. And it could still work. And I think it probably still work, but it's becoming harder to rationalize it. And there's also at the same time, there's no real reason for things to go lower or down either. And the reason why I think we're trading so poor is probably because people are taking chips off the table and people have made a lot of money so far this year and it makes sense to monetize. But yeah, I think, I don't know. I think we'll see. I'm not really sure.
Yeah. I guess that's a good thing. Like I like the point you're making about, you know, not depending necessarily on the ETF flows if, and we're hanging in here, but we'll see where the weekend takes us. Usually weekends, remember at some point, like we were like excited for the weekend because then we wouldn't get dumped on by GBTC. So hopefully at this point, there's not even any info. So we're surviving pretty well. But I remember when the ETS first came out, we kept waiting for Friday night so we could just stop vicariously dumping at like 10:30 and 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. So we'll see where that goes, dude. Mando's background is like blending in with him now. Like it's in his eye. It was so funny. You should check the FOMOIRE group chat. Tabs just made you a pretty banger background. Really? It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Oh my God, it's pretty good. By the way, I was told last weekend that I can't just change the rules on you guys at 10:30 a.m. on the show. Because Sims already made his promise on the timeline. So for now, you're going to have to retweet the Twitter spaces, which is at the bottom right, and drop me a GM while you're at it. And follow FOMOIRE and follow Robit. So anyways, to sum up the big news that we had today, or yesterday, it was consensus. I mean, you know, Papa Joe Lubin, a.k.a. the man that married me and Josh Quitner at Art Basel, then jumped in the water with us. Yeah, that's him. You know, the guy that jumped in the pool with us to announce the Rugredo and Decrypt mergers. You know, well, that's the man that's suing the SEC. And it's actually hilarious, man, that they were talking about it yesterday. Like, at some point, someone's going to come in and, like, clap back at the SEC and sue them. So that was some pretty good news. So just to go back over that just quickly, I kind of wanted to read that on screen. So today, ConsenSys filed a lawsuit against the Securities Exchange and Exchange Commission. The goal behind this is to ensure that Ethereum remains a vibrant and indispensable blockchain platform and to preserve access for the countless developers, market participants, and institutions who have stake in the world's second largest blockchain. Hashtag ETH for all. So they're saying there's two reasons, and they're saying very basic, for them to sue the SEC. The first one, the SEC should not be allowed to arbitrarily expand its jurisdiction to include regulating the future of the internet by wrongly labeling ETH as a security. I think that's a great reason. And the second reason, the SEC's reckless approach is bringing chaos to developers, market participants, institutions, and nations who are building or already managing critical systems running on Ethereum. That makes perfect sense to me. I mean, I'm sure it makes sense, perfect sense to you guys, but that makes perfect sense to me. And you know what? I hope they kick their ass, you know? And I know there's a lot of people now suing them. So you can definitely see more. There's an article on ConsenSys. I have to give them a shout out. I mean, you know, ConsenSys helped us a lot. I mean, Mike Kriak has for sure in the back end of the Rug Radio side. And so definitely want to make sure that we support them in this endeavor, as well as Coinbase, as well as Kraken, as well as anybody that's defending themselves in the SEC, because it's not right, you know? It's so funny. Like, you'll have a New York AG that will call, like, crypto Ethereum commodity, and then you have, like, the SEC that's trying to make it a security as much as possible and, like, fight it. So it's like they just can't really get their shit together, which is really ironic. The second big news that Mando touched on here earlier was Stripe. I mean, guys, like, I'm going to play a little bit of this clip. I thought it was a great clip. I'm going to play the whole thing because it is 2 minutes plus long. This is CEO of Stripe. Crypto is back, because I think, if I'm not mistaken, guys, Stripe was one. You could already use crypto on Stripe at some point, but it was retracted. Like, they removed it, and now it's back, right?
Yeah, they tried it with Bitcoin, right. And they've had a few different, like, attempts to do this, and they announced a partnership with Solana way back, but yeah. Now it looks like they're gonna fully go for it.
And I love that. Can you guys hear?
This is the Stripe. Check out, you know and love, and you know it's got all the cool functionality. Like, yeah, again, it's around it. Hypernion for the purposes of this demo. So when I pay here, it's going to bring up some UI from Phantom, which is the crypto wallet that we use. So this is the Phantom UI here. This is not Stripe UI. And you see here, we're confirming. You know, we're going to pay with Solana. The network fee, very cheap. You know, as we discussed, a network fee is coming down, $99. Now, again, you're probably used to a crypto transaction. You're expecting, you know, me to bring out another guest here, and, you know, we'll do a 8-minute conversation while we wait for the transaction to clear. But that is old crypto. Are you ready for the new crypto world? You have to look very closely and not blink.
I love that.
Ready?
That's old crypto. I'm pretty sure it was always this quick.
That's it. We're done. And that confirmation page was not like, this has been entered in a queue, you know, we're going to now go do something. It has now been posted to the blockchain already. And so
I think this is awesome. Like, I this whole thing, and this video has gone viral. I love the fact that he shows how fast it is, how low the fee has been, and everybody gets hyped about it. And obviously my bags are happy that he's using Solana and Phantom as an example. I mean, that's a pretty big moment, right? Like, a lot of people love to label still crypto as a scam and shit, but now you have the CEO of Stripe, one of the most successful tech companies, saying, yo, like, this shit is seamless. It's easy to use. It's real. And again, it's real money, right? USDC on Sol, on ETH, on Polygon. Like you said, it's multiple blockchains, right? It's not just Solana, of course. But I think, man, this is big. This is absolutely massive for onboarding. And again, Stripe is an American company, right, guys? If I'm not mistaken,
I think they're based in
Red Stripes, yeah. Caribbean. No,
what's Red Stripes?
I think they're based in.
Wait, what is Red Stripes? Can you explain this joke to me?
That's a beer.
Oh, it's a beer. Is it good? Is that a beer from your end, Zolvi? Is it a good one?
I wouldn't say it's like a premium beer by any means. It's definitely like
Red Stripes, like one of the cheaper beers you can get at, like,
it's what you drink when you're like 16 in this country, I think.
Oh,
although it did get trendy for a while. There was like a period in time where it was like at all the cool, like hipster bars and stuff.
It still looks cool, but yeah, it's generally
cool. Oh, hold on. Yeah, I mean, it's Jamaican beer. Dude, I gotta try that. I may Uber Eats myself a beer right now. I'm just kidding. I definitely don't want a beer right now. Anyways, back to the real Stripe. American company moving forward. Well, the SEC is trying to. Yes, San Francisco-based firm will let companies that use its technology accept USD coin for online payments. USDC is the second biggest stablecoin in the crypto space and the sixth biggest cryptocurrency by market cap. So this is actually this is a huge fucking deal when it comes to crypto and news, etc. Anyways, so in other news, I mean, we talked about the bad day of outflows, blah blah blah. We don't really have to talk about that much more. Let's go look at the top 100 gainers and losers here on the timeline. Safe. Wow. We had them on the show like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Look at that. 16 points. Direct correlation, right, Mendo? Like, comes on the show, you know, the whole market cap is up 16%. I think there's a direct correlation.
Then why the fuck is an Epic higher, you know?
Well, that's because of the burgers.
We move on.
Yeah, I think we move on. I think we'll move on from that. And you know why it's not higher? You know why it's not higher? I'll tell you why it's not higher. Because you and Mert are dumping Solana.
I know.
You know what? Like, I saw people blame Mert on the timeline because basically he said, you know, because there was a post saying like Solana has been like working perfectly since the decongestion, and Mert was like, no, it's not true. Like, it's, and I actually really like the fact that he's honest about it. He's like, no, like, it's actually not perfect, but we'll get there, right? And there's another update. I think it's in May, end of May, that's coming to Solana. So it's going to get better, but I think people were blaming him for 11% dump. I thought it was hilarious. That was funny. Obviously, it's not his fault. It's Mando's fault. So anyways, we need Mando to start bidding again. But those are the top gainers. I mean, Safe, Litecoin, BitTorrent. Anyways, but the majors in general have really just getting hammered, including our memes that I don't think have been doing very well on the timeline anymore. But I stopped checking. Just a reminder, we have 5 days away from Sell in May and Go Away. So hopefully, please, that's not happen. Last year, I was like, fuck this, not going to happen. And we got destroyed in May. But hopefully this year, it's going to be a better time around it. Anyways. Besides that, let me see what else we got going on and the timeline. I mean, there's the Pantera thing. I mean, that was, we knew this, right? Like this, we knew this, but it says Pantera acquires additional discount in Solana tokens in FTX bankruptcy auction. So that just came out as news, but isn't that what you guys were alluding to back then?
It says additional. I don't know if there's more that they've done.
Yeah, there was more. So they... They sold 2/3. Remember back in that SPV, they had the rest. Well, they've had some more they need to sell. They did it via an auction. Pantera won. Looks like so. They sold more. They still got more to sell. So,
is that bullish or bearish?
Well, Solana price didn't go higher. Let's put it that way.
Dude, you got it, man. You trying to single handedly send all my backs to zero? Like, do you remember that the Epic Duck is on Solana? We need the underlying asset to do well. Okay, perfect. You know, there's like 24.
Anson's getting destroyed on the timeline right now. It's not good. Not good.
Jesus Christ. What's up with that?
I don't know. Kook versus Anson, it seems to be.
Oh, God. This is like, okay, this is just stupid. All right, we're going to leave that for Thread Guys Twitter space. And 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every day, Thread Guy hosts a phenomenal space that allows discussion between the community. So we're gonna let him play in that field. Anyways, in other news, there's also a Franklin Templeton. Guys, I'm actually really fucking with Franklin Templeton. I have to say, like, they've put this meme coin thesis on the timeline. They put the ordinals and runes thesis on the timeline. They were really early on the Bitcoin thing, versus the other banks and stuff at least. And now it seems like this. I saw Sandeep make a post about this. Let me just share it on the timeline. So Franklin Templeton, FTIUS, one of the largest financial institutions in the world, has enabled peer-to-peer transfers of tokenized shares, Benji, in its government money fund. So, dude, not bad. It's pretty big news again on the Franklin Templeton side here. And then that's about it. Look, besides that, I mean, memes, alts, and dreams. You know, you had Hogcorns again, Maneki, Popcat, Dog, which is the runes that went up again. Oh, yes. Wait, if I have a rune stone from Leonidas, do I get a rune? Did I get a dog rune allocation? Yeah. I have a rune stone.
Well, then you should get some dog.
So I have some dog?
I believe so.
What the fuck? That would be sick. So I guess I am a dog holder. I have one rune stone. That's it. I it's really nothing. I got to check. By the way, the best place to check what you got is on Ordi Scan, in case you're curious. Let me go see my runes. Oh, wow. I have 889,000 dog to the moon. How do you know how much this is worth?
It's trading at like 0.05, I think.
Let's go check on Magic Eden.
You go to like runes. 4 grand worth, I think, maybe.
Dog to the moon. Boom. Let me log out. Let's see if I have made generational wealth, lads. Let's see. How do you even see this? Yeah. $4,000 worth. There you go. Those are my bags. I have 4,000. That's not a bad airdrop. I got it for free for having Puppet. Again, Puppets, bro. Bitcoin Puppets providing generational wealth, which is awesome. So that was that on the memes. I mean, it's that's $500 million. Maneki like hitting all-time high. Popcat hitting all-time high. I mean, the South Korean cabal is really working that back, and we are left out of it. I mean, did you guys buy any Maneki at all? Have you guys been involved in that trade?
No. I mean, Maneki is actually kind of it hit a new high, and then it's kind of gone down since then. So I think it's not like necessarily as high, but the Popcat one is wild. Like Popcat just keeps going, right? It overtook Mew actually, Popcat overnight.
No way. I had so much Popcat at some point too. Dude, just gotta believe in something. Jesus Christ. What is Popcat at right now? Let's see. Let's go have a look.
520 million.
What?
Yeah.
That's the wrong one. That's the wrong one. Do not disregard my screen.
Overtook Mew, overtook Bowden. Brett's getting absolutely hammered. Have you seen
this? Yo, Brett? We should talk about that. So is that Bandit that single-handedly murdered Brett?
It feels like, I don't know what happened with them and the MFers, but there was some beef and it appears they have done a deep dive into that. And it's getting hammered. Like,
so from what I saw, Bandit and the MFers and the Mog Squad, you know, and listen, that's our dogs, the Mog Dogs, okay? The Crassius Clay guy, I think, tried to say something about Mog and MFer and stuff, like try to come at them. I think it was like beef on the timeline. So then the MFers started like checking the chain, right? That's why we have the blockchain, and realized that when Brett launched and said, I'm just reporting, it wasn't really a fair launch. There was a period where insiders could buy, and apparently they bought up to 25% of the supply and tossed it around wallets and then made the whole fair launch like meme, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, they kind of fucked around and found out. And I think they were pointed out by NiftyWap, you know, that whole crew, right? Like Pepe, like Mock Crew. And they called him out, and turns out that it wasn't so much of a fair launch, and I guess it was token on token crime. I mean, look at that. That's
yeah, it looks like 85. They said 85% of the launch was bought by insiders.
85%. No, 85%.
Yeah. So very, very high. And then was dispersed after that. So,
oh my god, you're right.
One, yeah.
That was the biggest. Wasn't Brett like the biggest coin on base?
What do you mean? Brett didn't just go to 100 million. It actually hung out quite low for a little bit. So, like, yeah, this is very, very, very high, right? 81% is pretty wild. But yeah, like, and then I think the person who's created it has like had an alt which has been shilling it or something like that. There's been more. They've really gone after these people, right? Like whoever created it, this Rex guy, I think.
Yeah, that's crazy. So that's what they did. So there it is. I mean, there was this thread. This shady, the shady guy here, Shady Oak One, he's the one who pretty much like put the nail in the coffin, right? Like he just, you know, he checked the chain. And I mean, there's proof right there. Proof is in the pudding that they did that. I've never held any Brett, but this is wild. 81. So it says a thread about Brett was not actually a fair launch, and insiders were holding over 81% of the total supply before most people could buy. People like Invest with Rex made nearly 1,600 ETH. Fuck. For tokens.
That's a lot of ETH.
How much is 1,600 times 3,200?
The marketing.
That's $5 million for marketing the coin. Jesus Christ, bro. If someone wants to give me 1,600 ETH for marketing a coin, I mean, you know, I'm not against it. I'm just kidding. But I actually, but maybe like not this way. of course, Sims. Oh, I get it. Okay. But that is insane. 81%? Dude, come on, dude. Like, come on, man. That's fucked up, man. Dude, they really got wrecked, though. So maybe they got mobbed. Straight up. Don't fuck with Bandit. I'm not fucking with Bandit ever, bro. I'm never fucking with Bandit. Anyway, so that was it was a whole thread. If you guys are curious about it, got 1 million views. And there's proof. There's really some good proof. And they really went deep. And there's this whole TikToker tied to it, blah, 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 shilling it there. Tied to his, like, he had, like, a Telegram calls channel and everything. So that's not great. And that was, like, the big thing on the timeline. Besides that, you had Ship Shibarian coming up with a hard fork on May 2nd. You have A16Z talking about how meme coins are a threat to crypto. And then obviously a bunch of people fighting them. You have a CryptoPunk that sold for $12.4 million. So third aliens. And that was wrong yesterday, by the way, guys. It's not Deepak's punk. It was similar because it was a blue bandana. But Deepak's alien does not have shades. That's the difference. So that's the third alien sale this cycle, which is pretty wild. Lower than the two others, but still $12 million NFT sale, which is not bad. And then you have this guy. I got to give this guy a shout out on the stream. This Puppa guy. Like, he made the funniest video I've ever seen.
This video is too good. It was too funny.
I don't even think either of us hold the coin. And it was sent to me by everyone. It was sent to me by Ovi. It was sent to me by the team, by Bird. I got to give you some love here.
You have to play it. It's too funny.
Should I play it? Okay. Let me find it. You guys are crazy for this one, bro. Like, whoever is the creator behind this, I need to hire them. Like, even the team chat, MFers, like, yo, like, how do we find out, like, who did this? It was so funny. There it is. So.
Yo, let's go! Love the cats. You know how it is. Let's freaking. You did. Oh, we have it.
Hold on.
Wild.
That is a Chad
punk.
That is a Chad
punk. Wait, that's a dope
punk
too.
That's a big one.
Man, though, I'm not even gonna lie. I
this bit's so funny.
And my heart started racing. And my leg went numb. And I almost passed out. I'm like, hold on. Mrs. Hennessy, are you okay? Sorry, I'm talking about myself. I'm drinking from my own mug. I took a dump on my own throat.
Oh my God, dude.
That's too good. It's too funny.
Dude, you know what's crazy, Ovi? Like, the bar is so high now for meme coins.
Yeah.
Like, the quality of content on the timeline has become so good. It's pretty wild, man. Oh my God. Ovi sent it to us yesterday. Like, yo, that's like some of the best content I've ever seen. Oh my God. So, dude, whoever's behind this, like, Odyssey, just reach out, man. I want to do FOMO hour content with you, straight up. I don't know who did it, whatever. Like, we can figure something out, but like, we should do FOMO hour content with these guys because that was hilarious. So shout out to you guys. That is not me. Before I get in trouble and shit on timelines, not me endorsing the coin, but guess what? Like, y'all did a good job and you got our attention and you got a huge on-screen shout out. So you deserve it. You know, maybe that's better than spamming my fucking replies for what it's worth, honestly. So that was that. We out here. We'll talk. Let's go. Shout out to you, bro. That was hilarious. Well done. You definitely captured a lot of attention. Last thing quickly, an Epic Sat sold for $2.1 million. Huge deal. That's big. Ape announces Ape Chain testnet. The apes are now at like 18 ETH, so 70% bounce from the lows. Huge. Mochaverse presale, 3x oversubscribed. And I do want to give a little shout out to ZTX, the Arbitrum ecosystem partners as well. I was just on their Twitter spaces, Town Hall on Discord before asking them a few questions. So definitely check them out because they're an ecosystem chain building using Arbitrum Orbit. And you know, we fucking love Arbitrum at Rug Video Endercube. Anyways.